Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, July 10th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Give Joyfully in Faith. Our text taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. As Chris says, the story of Abraham in Genesis 22 helps us to better understand Paul's words in our opening scripture. After years of waiting to have a child, Abraham and Sarah eventually gave birth to Isaac in their old age. But one day, God asked Abraham to offer his only son Isaac as a sacrifice. I'm aware that there are religious books and certain movies that highlight Abraham's disappointment upon receiving that instruction. To them, he gave Isaac reluctantly, grudgingly, sorrowfully and regretfully. No, he wasn't sorrowful. He did it by faith. Remember, the Bible calls Abraham the father of faith. He was a man of faith who demonstrated his faith that God could raise Isaac from the dead, and symbolically, that's exactly what happened. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Abraham trusted completely in the Lord and offered Isaac cheerfully. No wonder in the Lord's impending judgment against Sodom, he deliberated, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" God wouldn't leave Abraham out of his plans. He wouldn't do without him. That's exactly what the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 from the Amplified Classic. For God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. We're Abraham's seed. Like him, we give in faith. We're cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it givers. We give from the heart, and nothing is ever too much for us to put into the spread of the gospel. The result is a life of ever-increasing greatness, relevance, and impact in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. I give cheerfully for the propagation of the gospel. As a result, the Lord multiplies the fruits of my righteousness, even as he has made all grace available to me to have all sufficiency in all things. Amen. For further study, please read Acts chapter 20 verse 35, Matthew chapter 19 verse 21, and Luke chapter 6 verse 38. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, we give from the heart, and nothing is ever too much for us to put into the spread of the gospel. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to copy this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.